Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, October 23rd, One Take Wednesday. We are going through the prayers of the Bible, and today we're going to read a prayer from Habakkuk chapter 3. Now, I had to remember kind of what is Habakkuk about, but there are some verses that you will recognize in this passage, several at the end of the prayer that Habakkuk prays. And also, this is during a time when evil and injustice is reigning in the world. And Habakkuk is grappling with the question of why God allows evil and suffering. And then there's the theme of living by faith. In the midst of the confusion and the hardship, Habakkuk models a response of trust in God, that we are called to live by faith. And then ultimately, despite what we see around us, that we can hope in God's salvation. And so at the end of the podcast today, I have a song for you that is by the, quote, Scottish psalmist. I found them online, and it's from Habakkuk 3. And it talks about the themes of Habakkuk 3, and then it points us to our ultimate Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you'll enjoy that at the end of the podcast. Habakkuk chapter 3 in the New International Version. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigionoth, which is probably a literary or a musical term. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand, where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled, and the age-old hills collapsed. But he marches on forever. I saw the tents of Cushan in distress, and dwellings of Midian in anguish. Were you angry with the rivers, Lord? Was your wrath against the streams? Did you rage against the sea when you rode your horses and your chariots to victory? You uncovered your bow. You called for many arrows. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. Torrents of water swept by. The deep roared and lifted its waves on high. Sun and moon stood still in the heavens at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. In wrath you strode through the earth, and in anger you threshed the nations. You came out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. With his own spear you pierced his hand, his head, when his warriors stormed out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the wretched who were in hiding. You trampled the sea with your horses, churning the great waters. I heard, and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there is no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music on my stringed instrument. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. So Habakkuk is recalling that God is all powerful and he can destroy who he wants to destroy. And he really wants him to destroy the enemies of Israel. The end of this prayer is just crushing almost. He says, though the fig tree does not bud, there's no grapes in the vine, no olives, no field full of food, no sheep, no animals to slaughter. Yet I will hope or rejoice in the Lord, and I will be joyful in God my Savior. So he's reorienting himself, not around how he feels emotionally, but how he knows the truth of God's presence is. And then verse 19, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. I was thinking about that and the idea of a deer standing on the side of a mountain and kind of gripping the mountain because of the way that the foot is designed, that God has designed us to hold tightly onto him, to be dependent upon him, to remember that we need him every step of the way. And so Habakkuk reminds us of that today. And after I pray, I want you to listen to the song and hopefully be encouraged that we can find our hope for today in the Lord and also our hope for salvation in Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? Father, we love you. We thank you for the different prayers we find in the Bible. We thank you for the songs of praise. We thank you for the meditations of intercession. And we thank you for the prayers that grapple with what's going on in our world. Wherever we find ourselves today, Lord, we know that you hear our prayer. And we ask, Lord, that we might stand in awe of your deeds. And ultimately, Lord, as wrath comes on this earth and judgment comes, we pray, as it says in verse 2, that you would remember mercy. May we see that the earth displays your splendor, and may we remember your power as we see all the different things that you have created. Lord, open our mouths so that we may declare your praise. Help us to orient our lives about what matters most, the eternal. And I pray, Lord, here on earth that you would give us abundance of life and fruit. And we pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Again, this is a song by the Scottish psalmist. You can find them on YouTube. And the prayer of Habakkuk 3. Hope you enjoy it.